A word for you from Proverbs 3 verses 5 to 8. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. He gives more grace when the burdens grow greater. He sends more strength when the labors increase. To added affliction, he adds his mercy. To multiplied trials, his multiplied peace. When we have exhausted our store of endurance, when our strength has failed before the day is half done, when we reach the end of our hoarded resources, our Father's full giving has only begun. His love has no limit, his grace has no measure, his power no boundary known unto men, for out of his infinite riches in Jesus, he gives and he gives and he gives again. God gives more grace when the burdens grow greater. When there's added affliction, he adds his mercy. When there's multiplied trials, he multiplies his peace. When we exhaust our endurance, when our strength has failed, our Father's full giving has only begun. His love has no limit, his grace has no measure, his power knows no boundary. For out of his infinite riches in Jesus, he gives and he gives and he gives again. Grace means God's riches at Christ's expense. God's grace is beyond estimation. It cannot be measured. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on what you think you know. In all your ways, put him first, and he will direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord. Depart from evil. This will be health to your bones and strength to your flesh. Many people today are missing out on the grace of God by falling into the traps of extremism, of either legalism or antinomianism, either salvation by law or a hostility to the law. No, we are not saved by the law. We are saved by grace. The law of the Lord is perfect. It converts the soul. The law of the Lord is a schoolmaster that leads us to Christ, that we may be justified by faith. Salvation is by the grace of God alone, received by faith alone, which is dependent upon the atonement of Christ alone. Scripture alone is our ultimate authority. Everything should be done to the glory of God alone. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. He gives more grace when the burdens grow greater. He sends more strength when the labors increase. For out of his infinite riches in Jesus, he gives and he gives and he gives again.